What up, y'all? It's your boy Nathaniel the Great, and you're now listening to Love Ultra Radio.
Ooh, Love Ultra Radio, Love Ultra Radio. Yo, I had to track them down. They said COVID is over in New York. I ain't believe it. I was listening to the governor. I was listening to the mayor. Everybody said, nah. Everybody outside. Nah. Some people still working. They work in their projects. They work in the music. I got Nathaniel right here for Love Ultra Radio. Welcome to the show, brother.
Yo, thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me.
Yo, it's a long time coming. Let me let you know, it's a long time coming. We've been networking for a couple years, matter of fact.
That's right. It's been a minute. I see you even got my old name up, Nathaniel R&B. It's been a minute.
See, this was before you were great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. That's a fact.
So, Nate, let's start from the beginning, because everybody gonna say, man, everybody in New York is grinding. Everybody in Brooklyn is grinding. Now, let them know that, you know, when it comes to music and being focused, and you in New York, there's a lot of wolves out there. Grinding is different.
That's right. It's too many. Honestly, it's oversaturated. Lack of support in these parts. Like, we all see each other, and a lot of us just don't tap in. You know, everybody's like, oh, my homie rap, my homie sing, and it's hard to really get support. So when you start to gain some traction out here, it's a blessing, man.
Yeah. It's a good look. And then trying, because everybody's going to say, I'm trying to get out the hood. I'm trying to get on the radio. I'm trying to get a deal. I'm just trying to put a song out. What was your main focus, if you could think back, like, you know, 2-3 years ago? I just want to get on Hot 97.
It's funny because I think I went through all of those stages. I had the I just want to be on radio. I had the I just want to be on TV. I had the I just want to be on a billboard. I just want to be in a movie theater somehow. Like, it never ends. I think even right now, it's so many aspirations. You know, that never ends. But what does change about your perspective is that you start to realize that it's not, you're not just wishing anymore. You start, instead of saying, yo, I hope someday, you kind of start to change it to, yo, I got to figure out how to get here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's a lot of people thinking the same way. It's like, I've seen his name a lot on some other things from Brooklyn. So I just want to make sure you're not like Brooklyn adjacent to Queens. You're not like on the border or nothing like
nah,
that.
Nah, not on the border, on the L line, the J line, what, you know, across the street, you over here in Ridgewood. Nah. Fort Greene, born and raised.
Okay. Because, you know, sometimes the video director fly you out to a location you ain't never been there before. Facts. You know?
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Salute to everybody that's representing Tri-State. But we know, you know, the music industry is literally global, especially when it comes to hip-hop and R&B. We're number one. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, nothing about it. But it's a good look, again, to kind of get out of the city. You come to ATL, you come to Florida, you shoot videos. It's a nice scenery change.
That's right. I, any chance I get, man, somebody offer to fly me out, I charge very minimal for travel because it's a vacation for me. You know, I love to get out of the city to just go and kick back and be able to do what I love, man. And as you said, Florida, ATL, you break out of New York, you realize you get a lot of love outside the city too. So it's the work multiplies when you go touch down in another soil.
I like it. Nathaniel the Great is on Love Ultra Radio right now. And again, from that beginning stage, you might want to spend an extra couple of days out there. We did like a spot date. I might shoot a video, did an interview, but then you might want to spend 2 or 3 days at a new studio where you might bump into some people now. Like, that might be the real reason to come out.
That's true. Definitely like LA, you know what I'm saying? LA, Atlanta. You run into those studios. Those studios are filled with other artists. They're filled with execs. It's not like New York where somehow New York has a way of isolating you when you go to the studio. Like the studio engineers or the managers, they'll make sure you walk down this one path and stay out of the way of everybody. But when you're in LA, you be in a lounge area in the living room of the studio playing Xbox or something, and then like Hove will walk in or something. Like, and it's just an open forum. It's way different. Way different.
And it's good, like you said, people speak highly of you. You know what I mean? Like what's even better is because, like, nah, I remember him from there. He was humble. But now I remember, like, he wrote a hook. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really charged, you know? So what do you think has been some of the things that people remember you for from all those years?
I think that's one of the key things. Having some type of interaction with me, whether it's from when I first started or halfway through, I tend to not forget names. I don't forget faces. I'm accessible. Any DJs, anybody who's trying to reach me, you can hit me. You know, even though my DMs is flooded, I go through them. Even though my emails is flooded, I'm still emailing back. Like, I still ask humbly for support on everything that I'm doing. I'm never too big to kind of say, yo, I don't need you. So I think that kind of went along. It goes a long way for me because at the end of the day, I'm always a person first. And I do ask for support and I show support back. I think that's the most important part. So bigger than any one record I'm on, it's always just how I treat my fellow person that people really kind of keep me, you know, show me love for.
I like it. I like it. He's on Love Ultra Radio right now. We're broadcasting from ATL. If anybody wants to watch this video again or listen online, they just got to search for Nathaniel the Great, Love Ultra Radio. So ideas now about, I want to write songs, like I really put them together, but I want to like just sing it. Can you just write the song and just leave it alone, sell it, you know, put it on eBay or something
now
like
I
that?
Can. Now I can, but every artist starts off like, nah, I can't give away my music. You feel like everything that you write, you feel like if you let somebody else sing it, it's no longer yours. We have to grow out of that. And the minute you grow out of that, you realize it moves way quicker for you because you just open up another world for yourself, being a writer, you know, being a writer, not being the main guy on the song, but being just on a hook. Those little areas, those are pockets that actually allow you to grow. So I would inform and encourage any artist, you know, write the music and you'll be surprised how impactful it is to hear somebody else deliver something that you wrote. It'll shock you how much you become a fan of that. Gotta try.
I like it. For those who don't know, you put in work, you put in man hours, you know what I'm saying, in the craft. So we got to ask some questions right now. Love Ultra, we got to get real. It's a truversation. It's not a conversation. So the truversation is sometimes we really got to, you know, spread a little ideas. There's some young guys and young girls, some young women out there that they really don't think managers is really that valid. We don't use that word valid. In your opinion, I'm going to ask you about three of these. Managers, like, still have a role. They really valid in your, you know, your day-to-day business.
I honestly think it's about the identification of what a manager is. All right, let's just go back to the word, the root. It's like manage, right? What does it mean to be managed? What is it that you need? Is it you that need to be managed? Is it certain aspects of your career that needs to be managed? Once you can outline what it means to be managed, I think it gives us all a better idea of how necessary it is. Here's what I notice over time. A lot of people are hiring like power assistants and giving them the title as managers. Some people are hiring people that companies is handling their marketing and calling them the manager. Some managers are acting as a label. So I don't know if just a manager is necessary because a lot of artists nowadays with the independent movement are managing themselves. They just freelance and bring in those other resources. Like they'll hire marketing, they'll hire somebody to do radio, they'll hire the street team. So where does the manager, where do they fall in that role? So it's hard to say, but I will say this. Let's say a personal manager, because you need somebody to handle the day-to-day. You need somebody to just make sure things are flowing while you're creating. So you kind of do, I think we, no matter how busy you get and how big you get or how multidimensional you are, we all really do need like somebody that's right there to kind of like be like, yo, I'm gonna make that call for you. You know, if them emails are coming in too hot and you busy, you doing shows, you're touring, I'll keep my eye on the email. You can call them whatever you want to call them. You can call them a manager, an assistant. You can call them an agent. You can call them a partner. You know, but I'm just trying to unravel what a manager means in this game right now. So, no, a manager is not necessary, but you do need help sometimes managing all aspects of the career, you know?
I like it. There's never a wrong answer right here, Love Ultra Radio. We got two more for you because I don't know if it's valid anymore because everybody swear they streaming. They swear that they got, like you said, a different email blast. There's the blogs. There's the vloggers. Mm-hmm. But what happened to the DJ? Are DJs in the club still valid?
100,000,000,000%. Yo, more now than ever. I'm telling you. Right now, it's the secret. It's the secret source that moves everything. And this is why I think it's not even being spoken about. Because if you came from an older generation, you realize how you had the DJ, you had the MC, and the DJ was a core part of the game. Right now, with this new generation, they don't really know what a DJ is. They don't even know. Nobody's really talking about how valid the DJ is. So the new artists, they don't think twice like about doing dub plates and drops in the language. They don't even know what that is. Yeah. But just keep in mind, somebody got to press play on the song, whether it's in a club, on a radio, whether it's in, you walk in a store and it got, you got your distribution happening throughout all of retail. A DJ is going to be that guy that presses play in front of the biggest audiences. Now, you may have with your friends, regular people may share music amongst each other, but in the biggest forums, it's going to be a DJ that press play. If you don't got that guy behind you and you don't show support to that guy, it's going to just be that much harder for you to get them. Because then the only way you're going to get the DJ is if the DJ's forced to play it because of the record being hot or because it's in demand. But how about getting the guys that's playing it because they like you first and because they have a connection with you? How about getting it that way? Yeah. It'll go way further.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say about it, for me personally, my personal relationship with DJs, I always hit DJs every day. I build my DJ list. I stay in tune. I do my dubs. I do my drops for them. For me, even when I don't have a record out, like a new single, I always have music playing because DJs, when it's nothing new and nothing hot, and they go into their catalog, and they're just like, yo, who do I want to play based on support or based on just a record that I'm connected to because I got a drop or a dub play? I end up in that conversation because they wasn't forced to play my stuff. Me and them connected. They can reach me personally. That goes way further than when you just hot and they got to play it because it's top 10. When you at the bottom, it was a point that I didn't do music for 2 years. But I had DJs they was playing it every day. You know what I'm saying? So yes, the DJ is mandatory.
Mandatory. I like that. Mandatory. I like the way past valid. Mandatory. I got one more for you. Love Ultra Radio. Shout out to Ilex Project. She's always been on things like this. Because again, we're seeing digital record sales. We're seeing digital distribution. And then we're starting to see in every country, every continent, they got a little city. They got a chart. So are charts still very valid to you as an artist?
Not to me, but I'm also learning the art of like spinning the data into hype. So if I end up on a chart that's like the local, I'm Fort Greene Projects. Let's say I ended up top 10 in the Fort Greene Projects chart, right? It means nothing to nobody outside of Fort Greene. What your job is as an artist to do is to take that analytical data or take that accolade, throw it out in an article, post that on your social media. Yo, I'm number one, and use the language in that. I'm number one on X chart, and let that be a reason that excite your fan base and excite other possible outlets and press. That's where I think charts fare, because I could care less who's on Billboard right now. The average person is not looking up the Billboard top 10. We don't even know what's going on there. But when an artist, when Cardi B says, hey, I'm number one on Billboard, now we like, oh, something happened. You know what I'm saying? So it's our job to spin that data into something greater. But these charts, and they all manipulate, you can manipulate any chart. Right. So whether it's even real or not, whether it means something or not, is a whole nother thing. You know what I'm saying? You have to make it mean something to your fans by spinning the data into some, making it seem important.
I like it. I like it. That's why we're asking some questions. This is good, having a Truversation.
Great questions. Great questions,
man. Truversation right now. So being independent, how much is that fire saying, like, nah, I got to get signed, B. It's 2021. Somebody got to cut a check. Yes or no?
I say the more, like, as time goes forward, I think everybody's realizing, even labels are realizing, nobody need to sign anything. You just really need to hire. The same way labels assign an artist and then go contract out promotional companies and stuff, learn those plugs, find those same companies that's providing services to the labels, and you're going to get it for half price. Then you're going to get it for half price. I mean, it costs money, but that bag come with a tax, man. That bag come with a lot of freedom. You be signing away more than what you think. So independent is the way, I think.
I love it. I love it. Independent lets you put out a retro tape. Let you just like, let me just do that.
Yep. And I've been in a situation where I couldn't put out what I wanted to put out. I was signed. I had a deal at one point, and I didn't have that freedom. So I'm not speaking from the side of somebody who just never been signed. I've been signed. My deal was pretty solid. It was a lot of money behind it. But the freedom being missing, I couldn't, you know, that ate me alive. So I've learned.
All right. This is only our Truversation number one. I can't keep it too long. I think it was Jay-Z. Like you said, you shouted him out. He might be downstairs. I ain't trying to, you know what I mean? Hov is looking different during COVID. So tell me about what's different during COVID.
Hold on.
Yo, he ain't playing. I know he ain't playing. I think
COVID really at first, it was like devastating everybody.
Yeah.
COVID was devastating to everybody. at first. COVID was absolutely, it stopped all the motion. It stopped all the in-person contact. It stopped all the shows. But then everybody got a chance to sit down, connect with their families, and focus and tap in on what are we really going to do to survive?
Right.
And in that mode, it was survival in a lot of aspects. It was survival health-wise first. Then it was survival business-wise, survival as an artist, survival as whether you was going to be an employee or become an entrepreneur. So I think that passage that happened, it allowed us all to really put a lot of things into perspective and develop and decide who we was going to be. A lot of people are waiting for things to open back up so they can just run and go work with somebody. But most of us, and I would honestly say most, are figuring things out, figuring out ways to eat without waiting for somebody to call us into work. And we figured out a way to tap into what's around us and turn that into a living. You know what I mean? So I think it was a gift inside of a curse because we still lost a lot of people. Rest in peace. But I think at the end of the day, if you survived COVID and you got that new perspective, when things fully open back up, you're going to be able to become twice the hustler, I think.
There you go. There you go. And we've had several discussions, jazz artists, comedians, a lot of people. Like, we understand the food has slowed down, didn't immediately stop. But like I said, we got the rest of this year moving into 2021. We're hearing about these virtual concerts or these different private offerings. You're going to try to do something? You got the app? You're going to try to do something for your dedicated fans?
I have to. You know what I'm saying? I can't even deny it. I have to. I think I'm going to do a virtual listening party. I just dropped the album literally 3 days, 2 days ago. So I'm going to just do something. I'm going to rent a studio space and just like start off there. That's going to be my first virtual like concert listening party. And from there, I'll see how it feels. But it's no dodging it. That's going to be part of the norm. People are going to save money on space by doing it virtual. They're going to make their money, let you be at the comfort of your home. That's where we at now. It ain't even where we going. Even when things open back up, watch. You're going to see people are still going to have the virtual events. And it's an unlimited audience capacity at that point. Unlimited.
Is it time to change the number yet? It ain't ringing off yet. You ain't going to change the number. You ain't switching up. You're going to stick to it.
Yeah. That's a fact.
How do I get it? How do I support?
Well, for one, I have my own app. If you have an iPhone or Android, you can just search Nathaniel and my app comes up. It's completely free. The project is limitless. I just realized you were saying timeless. It's limitless. It is out now. I made the app. I made the project free so you could just go get it for free, but I will have some merch soon and there's autographed copies. If you get an autographed copy, you're not paying for the music. You're just paying for the autograph and the copy and, you know, the touch of the physical item. The music is free, though. So that's it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And a lot of people are going to say, all right, R&B. It's a good look. It has the hip hop appeal. You ain't never left the samples, the loops, the breaks.
Yeah. Like, that's right.
Everything's good.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at the end of the day, I think R&B is a genre that we got to keep alive. Limitless, I kind of wanted to play around a little bit, so it's more hip-hop influence there. But it is definitely R&B in there, and we got to keep that alive, man. Got to keep the R&B alive.
And people need to stop asking you about the features. Yes, you get these is legit features. It ain't Rick Ross name spelled cast spelled with a Z. No, these is the real artists.
Yeah, that's them. That's all the artists on it.
Man, it is what it is. We got one more question before two more questions before we let you get out of here. One question has got to be some people are going to say we are living in a social distance in time, but now we got to be socially conscious, right?
Right.
Some people just going to say just sing the song, Nate. Like, they don't get involved in that. Don't do the extra black. You ain't got to be extra black right now. Mm-hmm. You decide, no, we're going to drop projects. I'm going to sing some lyrics. I'm going to rhyme about social injustice.
Right.
Critical is that? Like, yo, I still got a project coming out, but I got to speak on what I just saw.
I mean, at the end of the day, you got to determine who you are and like what type of artist you want to be. You know, if you represent or if you believe that we should have some type of voice in this society, why wouldn't you put it out in your art, in your artistry? I think some artists would hide that part of themselves in fear that somehow it affects their, you know, their fan base or whatever, because they want to talk so much about the opposite. But I think as an artist, it is up to you to decide who you want to be, and you will do better being yourself. So if you really do believe that cops shouldn't be pulling you over for nothing, shouldn't be killing us, why wouldn't you speak about that in your music? And that's the place where people are listening to you the most. For you to hide that is the same like a cop that's a black cop not saying nothing to his white colleague that's pulling somebody over. It's like you're a black man first, but because you're a cop, you want to hide that so the other cops don't feel no way. So it's like you're a person first, but because you're an artist, you want to hide that so that you don't lose white fans or whatever the case. It's ass backwards to me. So you just got to determine what type of person you want to be and what type of artist you want to be. I think it's important. So I released records. I released multiple records about it. Multiple.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You always, it's all about my rights. Now, here's the lyric. Here's the lyric. All my rights go left while dealing with the police.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My dude.
It's crazy. Like, sometimes it only needs one line, one rhyme. But again, yeah, if you got to do a whole song, if you got to do two verses and a video for it,
right?
Congratulations for, you know, getting that out.
Right. Appreciate that. I appreciate you really listening to that. Because, you know, of course, everybody is not so, everybody don't care about that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, and I know all love to the fans who are not interested in hearing conscious music from me, but not only when these events happen, I'll always continue to drop conscious music in between what I do. It's just who I am as a person.
Yeah, man. That's what it is. Like I said, before we let anybody move forward, we always need to find out there's certain things that you like, but there's certain things that you love. And we want to know right now, what's that one thing that's that ultra love for Love Ultra Radio? What's Nathaniel the Greats? What's the thing that you love ultra?
Well, music is too easy. I got to say family. That's it. Family.
How do they get the music? Where do they find you on social media, brother?
Instagram, Nathaniel Online. Google. I just got my Google looking real in sync. So if you Google Nathaniel the Great, everything comes up. But I would love the number one way to find me, go on your phone right now, go to the app store and search Nathaniel, and you'll find the Nathaniel app, and everything is there. If Google, if Instagram shut down tomorrow, if YouTube shut down tomorrow, if every social media platform shut down tomorrow, the Nathaniel app will still stand, and you could always reach me and find me. Much love. What up, y'all? This your boy Nathaniel the Great, and you now listening to Love Ultra Radio. Peace.
Boom.